Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Boeing's CEO is set to testify this afternoon before Senate lawmakers. ABC News has learned that Dave Calhoun will once again apologize and take full responsibility for the manufacturing issues at his company. This as another whistleblower steps forward, alleging that the plane maker has been cutting corners during production. That dome of high pressure sitting over much of the country, leading to extreme heat from the Midwest out through the Northeast. Breanne Tramwell went to the beach in Chicago.
Trying to beat the heat and bring the dog out to the beach, out of the apartment, because we don't have air conditioning in a real way yet. So this is kind of like the perfect solution to get her cooled off.
Cooling centers set up in several cities. President Biden is set to announce new actions on immigration today, including allowing some undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for lawful permanent resident status. Singer Justin Timberlake arrested on DWI charges on Long Island. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After passing ordinances banning camping on many public properties in La Crosse, the city council last night asked for 3 weeks to come up with options and costs for temporary shelters. City officials are trying to move homeless people out of places like the city's marsh area, which is near park trails and is also prone to flooding. After discussing a potential option to put in place this week, the council instead decided to seek out other options. Any money spent would come from the city's contingency fund. The La Crosse School District is holding virtual information sessions about its upcoming fall referendum. The next one is tonight from 6 until 7 p.m. The district is asking for $53.5 million to consolidate four elementary school buildings into two locations, reducing the number of elementary schools in the district from 9 to 7. District officials said that the main concern brought up by residents so far is the cost of the plan. One more session is planned for July 17th. More information is available online. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw the fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adele there is, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? I'm just got to control it a little better. But, yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Lacrosse weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high near 92. South winds gust up to 30 miles per hour. The heat index pushes into the upper 90s when you add in the humidity. Tonight, showers and storms. Breezy with a low around 71. 75 Wednesday.
It's 79 degrees right now. 100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time when our executive producer of Civic Media, our friend, our colleague, and guru of brewers, Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangents at Lukester.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Eagle 1490 AM.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax and take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a boy, settle down, and if you want, you can marry. Look at me, getting old, but I'm happy. I was once like...
All right, welcome back to a Tuesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Sandy, what's music selection?
These are songs about fathers. That's a song by Johnny Cash. Actually, the same song that Harry Chapin was singing, but Johnny was so good at lyrics, you know. When you listen to a Johnny Cash song, you knew every word that was being said.
Yeah, it's pretty plain from the perspective of his pronunciation of each word. You know, you can certainly tell who's doing the singing. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you for calling. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. And I appreciate Sandy's highlighting the fine men in our midst, so... Really enjoying that. Regarding the violence that's predicted, I attended the MATC roundtable panel discussion by Souls to the Polls yesterday, Wisconsin Democracy Now! And Dr. Kenneth O'Reilly, who is an author, he said that violence that's predicted by the MAGAs and, you know, Trump's followers, it's not unprecedented. And he gave numerous examples throughout our history of political uprising and violence. Thanks for addressing this.
Thank you. Sandy?
Well, she's right. I mean, you know, during the Depression, there was quite an uprising in the on the White House grounds and in the mall. And there have been in the past. So, I mean, it's not far-fetched to believe that it could happen. But our populace is heavily armed now. And the ability of our National Guard and others to deal with an uprising could be very difficult. I mean, I think January 6th was a bit of a taste of what it could be like to deal with a crowd of people who are both willful and potentially armed. So, you know, I think we have to be very careful. We have a fragile system that is dependent on norms, and we've allowed ourselves to get, I'm sort of harping on this norms thing, but from a lawyer's standpoint, we realize the extent to which the world has to live within rules that are unwritten. You can't have a rule that covers every circumstance, and we have to have a societal norm that allows us to understand what we do in all these different circumstances. And we have a situation now where people are busily breaking all the norms, the first norms of civility, of politeness, of respect. But it goes way beyond that, and it's now testing the edge of every legal envelope. And whereas it used to be viewed as kind of skeevy and questionable as to testing every legal edge of every envelope, now it's become the norm. You know, we have people who are standing up and defending someone who's been in thousands of lawsuits because he wins some of them. Okay, and he loses a bunch of them. And when he loses them, it's all because the system was rigged against him. Well, really?
You know, Sandy, you know, we're there now. And I wanted, you know, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And I was going to, you know, kind of move on, but now we're there. And Rose from Wauwatosa brought that up in some of the conversations we've been having this morning. Sandy, our nation is fragmented, and our nation is in trouble. Whether people want to accept it or not, this divide that is going on in our nation can't be good for the nation, for the peoples of this nation. It can't be good. And so the question becomes, how does it heal, Sandy? Who heals a fragmented nation? How are we going to be brought back together? Who's going to make those steps? What is the process to bring a fragmented nation back together, Sandy? I would say that once upon a time, religion might have been something that could have brought the people back together. When we were this so-called Christian nation and so many people were Christian, and so many people respected Christianity, Sandy, as that utopia that could bring people into reason. Well, guess what? Today, you know, more Americans view Christianity negatively than they ever did before. And you may say that a lot of it has to do with the guy who's standing before them and espousing Christianity from the perspective of evangelicals. And so we have to be clear. It's not all Christians who support Donald Trump. There's a segment of Christianity, evangelicals, who see this thing completely different, Sandy. So religion is not going to be, I think, the arbiter to bring the nation back together, Sandy. What will?
Well, I would point out that at a time when our nation probably was predominantly Christian, in 1860, we had a civil war. Okay, we killed one another to the tune of 650,000 fatalities, I believe. So that didn't bring us together, and that's not to say that religion generally isn't a positive force for our living, but government and government and religion don't mix very well and haven't mixed well. And the pioneers, the pilgrims who came to our country originally came because they understood that. That was one of the primary motivations for people leaving Europe and coming to these shores, was the notion that they did not want to live in a place where government and religion were confused and mixed together with one another. So what's going to bring us together? I think it's going to be a charismatic leader. I think it's going to be someone who can talk to the center of the country and coax the people on the edges of the country out of their hiding places, the places of fear that has driven them where they are, and will return the country to a place of civility that operates within norms, so that we begin to treat one another and treat the various rules, the natural law under which we live, as something that we're going to respect. And until we get there, I'm afraid that if we're all going to be testing norms, if we're all going to just violate the rules of civility as to how we deal with one another, then we're going to live in a very chaotic world, and a world that begs for an authoritarian government to put its thumb down upon us.
So, Sandy, what you just stated, there's no timeline for that. When you look at what is transpiring globally and the threats that we are facing globally, isn't it paramount that this coming together of the American people happens sooner rather than later?
what's happening in the world is paralleling what's happening in America in terms of fragmentation and politicization and swings between those who grab and hang on to democracy and those who want to replace it with something that's more authoritarian, more capable of doing things immediately. People who are frustrated with the difficulties and the messiness of democracy, their frustration is driving them in the direction of finding a strong person to rule them and presumably to do it benevolently. But benevolent rulers are few and fair and far between. And that's the lesson of history that people are ignoring as they migrate towards this notion of having authoritarian leadership.
All right, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out how, once again, CJ only picks and chooses what he wants to talk about. Funny how he didn't mention that after the church incident in Detroit, Trump's next stop was at a MAGA Turning Point rally that completely is against the blacks. They believe like even black men shouldn't even pilot a plane. They're that extreme. It's just amazing. And then, you know, with also with their message, Kellyanne Conway said there's 8,000 people at that church. That church maybe held 400 people if you look at the pictures, and it was only about 2/3 full. So, it's we got to get on the stick here and point throw out these stuff. I mean, obviously, mainstream media isn't going to cover any of this. It worries me that they don't. I don't understand why they don't. What is their agenda on all this other than trying to keep people afraid so they can sell ads? I'll leave it at that.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, it's more than worrisome as we continue to see, you know, where things are headed. And, you know, Trump gets 4 years. Let's say Trump gets another 4 years, Sandy. Are those people who support him going to be satisfied after he leaves? You know, or are they going to be clamoring for even more of what Donald Trump, you know, delivered?
Well, I can't mind read. I don't know what's on the minds of people generally, but and I think the political system is failing the people in terms of bringing them the candidate they want, because I think that the polls would show that both candidates are remarkably unpopular for people who are running for president. And so, you know, we have a systemic failure here. We also, I think, have a demonstration of the extent to which people put themselves before the general interest. We have two candidates, each one of whom could step aside for someone else, each one of whom has already been president, and each one of whom has chosen not to. Now we have to choose between them. And for me, the choice is clear, okay? If it's not easy, at least it's clear. And it has to do really with what will happen to our system of government based on the outcome.
All right, 844-967-2789 is Tuesday. It means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, "How's my child?" I say that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. At that same number, it's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams. And Sandy, the music again.
Yeah, Father's Day, just tributes to fatherhood, and that one is pretty good. I think every father hopes their son looks at them that way.
Well, that's a step, not sure that's how many. That's his stepson.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, let me, Sandy, as I live and breathe, we've got a guy on the line that I think you may know, Mike Crute.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Hey, good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Listening to you on the Beast of the East, 5:40 a.m. this morning, as I find my way down to Racine and Donald Trump, and I'm going to meet all the front row Joes and hang out with the MAGA faithful for a couple hours, Earl.
Hey, Crudy, how do you... How do we overcome this, right? How do we eventually overcome this?
Well, the only way I ever get along with these people is usually a campfire and a 12-pack of beer. But, you know, I'm going to try going semi-sober and see how that works out. But, Earl, you know, quite frankly, the only thing that ever seems to bring us together as a nation is tragedy.
Right.
You know, something like 9/11. When you look at the public support for President George W. Bush, of all people, had the highest polling support of any time in the American presidency since they've been doing polling. And that was immediately after 9/11. And, of course, he squandered it. But there is nothing that's going to bring the American people together short of a common foe or a shared tragedy that we, the American people, all feel the pain of. And, you know, I kind of joked on the inside, but I think the only thing that would bring us together, gentlemen, is like an alien invasion. And I'm talking about like from outer space. Maybe that would bring us together.
Yeah, I think War of the Worlds, we, you know, that radio broadcast, were it to come true, would have us all working shoulder to shoulder very quickly. Actually, would create world peace and world unification. But there's got to be a better way, you know, and a more likely way, or otherwise we're banking on the impossible.
Well, you know, Crute, they're cutting resources to Space Force, so this is not a good time for there to be a, you know, an invasion.
Space Force.
Yeah. Go ahead, Crew.
Gentlemen, let me ask you, though, because I know you're both very personable guys. As human beings, when you go out there in the world, I mean, I don't find any circumstance generally, and I know I like to talk to you, I like humanity, I like people, I like their stories. And I don't find myself necessarily looking at the world through the prism of politics. That only comes in through the media, and we're both in media. Well, we're all in media now, but you know what I mean? It's only when we start through the prism of politics that we disagree with most of our neighbors.
Right.
But, you know, if your neighbor's got a flat tire out there, you don't ask him for his Democratic Party card before you help him change his tire. You know, that's not the way I think. Even the MAGAs, and I heard one of your, CJ must have called you this morning. Even CJ in real life is not a half bad guy, and he would help me change a tire if I had a flat. But he's a complete troll on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, he becomes, and he told me, and it, he said, you know, I get all worked up, I get all whatever. But that's not the real, even the real CJ. CJ the troll is CJ all worked up because he finally got on the radio after waiting on hold for an hour and a half. And then he's, you know what I mean? But the real CJ, who I spent like an hour interviewing, going into Thanksgiving weekend, you know, loves his kids,
yeah,
loves his grandkids. You know what I mean?
Well, you
like
know,
the rest of us do, and that's the shared humanity. I just haven't lost faith in the humanity of our neighbors. But if all we do is we start from, you know, what's your politics, what's your religion, well, yeah, that seemingly drives the what.
Well, you know, Sandy, I mean, I know the Crudy, you know, you've been to I don't know how many Trump rallies, and you've seen how these very people you're talking about act at Trump rallies. It's an amazing thing, because, you know, people who probably don't act that way when they're in the Trump rally, man, it's, you know, something snaps.
I don't see bad behavior at the Trump rallies per se, but what I see is sort of that, you know, it's
all for one and one for all.
Well, it's weird because they show up almost like fans. They're already wearing their jerseys, Trump 45 and all that stuff. You know, they're wearing their colors like you do when you go to a Packer game. But it's funny because unlike a Packer game, plenty of people bleed out of Trump rallies. He makes them wait 4 or 5 hours. By the time he finally gets around to speaking and he rambles for an hour and a half, there's plenty of people that leave early. They're old. They go home. You know, so he's not so transfixing that everyone's just there. It's more like they've gone to the circus and and he's the ringleader, the ringmaster.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that circus is the right word, or it's more like, it reminds me of the World Wrestling Federation. If the people are going there and it isn't about actuality, it's about the show. You know, people go to wrestling, World Wrestling, and they know it's not actual fighting, but they buy it, you know, and they get excited about it, really excited about it, and angry about it. And I have a sense that there's a lot of that going on, acting out about things that Donald Trump relates to as symbolic of. But I would definitely agree that if we could dispense with politics, we could probably get back to norms in terms of how we behave with one another, and we could probably more quickly return to civility. It's really in the field of politics. But this area of norms, of normal behavior, and not testing the legal limits of things, politics has taken us there.
Hey, Crute, thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Guys, hang on the phone lines. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with Sandy Williams, my co-host, and you.
He married my mother, and he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father.
Color him father.
I'm going to color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I believe I'll color this man love.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnick brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnick was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Work has begun on a new mural in downtown La Crosse. The mural is going up on a blank wall that faces the Gunderson Medical Foundation and the Free Range Exchange on 3rd Street. La Crosse native Chase Gentry and Neo Medina, an artist from Kokona, will create the mural. 3,000-square-foot mural will pay tribute to La Crosse and the surrounding area and also promote togetherness, according to the artists. Amplify Health says the project will take about one full week to complete. The City Plan Commission is meeting tonight to discuss the five-year capital improvement budget. One proposal is to add projects to repair tennis courts at Forest Hills and upgrade the Northside Community Pool to the city budget. The price tag for both projects is $1.5 million. The City Planning Commission previously voted 4-3 against adding the two items to the budget, but several community members have spoken out in favor of them. The projects are currently part of over $64 million worth of unfunded budget requests. For Civic Media News in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released until October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report as Peele and the studio are keeping everything on the QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film directed by Jordan Peele, no lie, and will be distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce as Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. To help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma, TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Hasbin's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Lacrosse weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high near 92. South winds gust up to 30 miles per hour. The heat index pushes into the upper 90s when you add in the humidity. Tonight, showers and storms. Breezy with a low around 71. 75 Wednesday.
It's 79 degrees right now.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy going to recede to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you.
You know, Sandy, Papa was a Rolling Stone is going to take about 5 minutes to get to the bridge.
I know, but words, you don't get to any words.
But it's a great choice. It's a great tune. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesdays with Sandy Williams. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And Mark from Sussex, good morning to you, Mark. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. I got to call BS on Sandy because 4 years ago he was saying the same thing after Donald Trump's first presidency, that we need somebody that's a unifier, somebody that's got charisma, somebody that's going to bring this country together. So what you're saying is you want to give Joe Biden a do-over? Because I can tell you the last 3.5 years, we have been more disunified than ever before, if you ask me.
Hey, Mark, were we unified under Donald Trump?
No, and I'm not saying he's the right answer either. But you want a do-over. But you want the same do-over.
Well, don't you want a do-over with Donald Trump?
Well, it was more unified in our foreign affairs and all the other, and our border and all the other stuff. Yes, internally, probably not. And I'll give you that. But I see all the disunity all across this world now that Joe Biden's in charge.
So, Mark, hang on. Let Sandy respond. You call him out. Go ahead, Sandy.
Well, first of all, I don't remember that whole process because I'm not sure I ever viewed Biden as necessarily a unifier. But I think he has been one internationally for sure. He's reclosed a whole bunch of the alliances which were breaking down. Trump was interested in breaking up NATO and basically moving back in the direction of isolating the United States. I happen to be in agreement with having the United States having a less adventuresome foreign policy, but not at the expense of alliances or reasonable relationships with the great powers in the world. Number one. Number two, I think it takes two to tango. It takes two to be unified. And I would say that much in the same way that we had a lack of unity during the Obama years, which were primarily caused by total intransigence associated with the Republican Party during his second 2 years, I think that we've had intransigence in Washington and a great deal of hyperbolic language and behavior on the part of those who are out of power. So, you know, I don't understand the people who want to attack Biden for being someone who hasn't unified the country. I think his effort has been to do that. He's actually passed a substantial amount of bipartisan legislation, something that never happened during the Trump years. So, you know, I just think we need to call spades spades. We need to talk factually. But if we simply adopt talking points, we aren't going to get anywhere.
So, Mark, I'll let you respond.
Okay. What a bunch of crappy crap, because, again, he ran 4 years ago that he's not Donald Trump. He's the one. He's been in Congress for 40 blank years, whatever. He can, and he's got all these relationships across the aisle. I'm going to be the unifier. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm somebody else. I can get things done with the Republican Party. And I'm going to call you out on that again, Sandy. There's been a lot of stuff that has not been approved by both parties. So, and again, I'm not saying it's just and it's Republicans as much as Democrats. I'll give you that as well.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Sandy? Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, morning all. That was a pitiful attempt by that guy. Do I remember hearing right that one of the last Trump rallies, they found on Craigslist that the Trump campaign was paying people to show up? Seems to me I heard that. I think I heard it on Stephanie Miller.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And so, you know, his alliances are people, like, you look at that pack of senators and congressmen that he was with the other day. Most of them, like Mitch McConnell, you know, he had called Trump out as a traitor after January 6th, but all of a sudden he's kissing him up again. So it's, to me, there's nothing but extortion involved in this. And if you know about how Caesar was stabbed, it wasn't just by Brutus. You look at the old paintings, there are about 25 guys standing around Caesar, each of them putting in a dish. And Donald Trump has never made alliances with anybody. He's ripped them all off, including his own lawyers and his own kids and everybody else. And for that guy to think that Donald Trump's even going to be loyal to him, we're trying to save your life, lad.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning. I'm always amazed at the Trump supporters that call and say, well, Joe Biden said he was going to be a unifier. He's tried. He can't make people fall in line, especially if they're listening to someone that's telling them not to. I mean, we had a bill for the border that they had a heavy Republican politician that was all for it. And Donald Trump said, well, no, we can't do that because I need to be able to run on that. And they all jumped in line and said, well, no, we don't want to do this. And then all they want to do is complain about it. I mean, Joe Biden has done everything he could to unify the country. Even with the infrastructure package, they voted against it, but they'll be there for ribbon cutting ceremonies saying, look what we did.
Hey Charles, I can't disagree with anything you said, Sandy.
No, clearly, like I said, it takes two to tango. And in order to be unified, people have to be willing to be unified. I do think the bipartisan bill dealing with border issues is the most glaring example of politics, particularly Trump politics, trumping the notion of bipartisan behavior.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, real quick, all the violent threats and much of the disruption of our MAGA influence. Remember, Kyle Rittenhouse is MAGA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty clear and simple. But I want to get to something very, very, very important that I think we've touched on a little bit, but it is so critical. And I think that we should stop dead tracks in our election process right now until we have signatures on a contract to where all candidates must sign off on certified election results. On Saturday's Detroit, I think Trump, again, reiterated the corruption, or you can't trust our elections, they're corrupt. It was loud and clear. And all the pundits that are asking the questions to a smattering of Republicans, if they will, do they agree to accept the results? None of them are giving them an answer, certainly not a straight answer. So in my opinion, we need to disarm the right. And Donald Trump on this one issue right now, even before we go into the election, we can stop it. We can require them to sign off on a certified election.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it, Mike.
They're not going to do it, Mike.
Well, then that we should put that spotlight on them. I mean, what do you mean? What are we doing here? You know, why are we going through the motions if we're not going to honor the results? That's the first critical requirement of a republic, is the transfer of power, for crying out loud. And if they can't accept that single premise, boy, it's inevitable that we're going to have a big problem here
Sandy,
at the election.
Sandy?
Well, that's the whole basis for the post-election talk of civil war. I mean, if a party won't accept the outcome of an election and one that's been adjudicated and certified, then the only option is going to be taking to the streets. And that's the horror of it.
Let's go to Brendan again from New Jersey. Brendan, you say what?
All right, I'm going to say it. Delusional. They're delusional. I agree with you all. Okay, I'm not going to guess anymore. Same talking points with somebody who calls. Biden's responsible for all the wars in the world, everything bad that's going on in the world. We tried to help Israel, but now we're the bad guy because Israel's, you know, slowly killing way too many Palestinians. the economy is his fault. You know, it's all the same talking points with them. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But even going to a deeper cause that we have to look at, the Supreme Court, if we don't get our hands wrapped around the Supreme Court and get some kind of equality in the Supreme Court and take care of the corruption that's going on in one part of our government where there are no checks and balances. There are no laws written that say we can do this or we can do that. And maybe Sandy can straighten me out on this. But, man, that scares me more than anything because they've taken way too long to decide whether this man has immunity. Okay? He doesn't have immunity. Nobody does. Nobody is above the law. So all you Trump fans out there that are listening to the show, you know, please call in and explain to us why this man should have immunity. And please explain to us your favorite points of Project 2020.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, with a 6-3 leaning conservative Supreme Court, the chances of changing things on that level, the two oldest justices are Alito and Clarence Thomas. And so, you know, realistically, Sandy, the only way that things are going to change on the Supreme Court in the coming years, barring, you know, some unforeseen, you know, health issues with justices, is to stack the Supreme Court. It's the debate, the conversation was had several years ago, whether or not Democrats could stack the Supreme Court. And that was met clearly with people pushing back and saying, no, we can't do it because if we do it, the Republicans are going to do it. And then how many justices are we going to have? Sandy, how do you even address the Supreme Court?
Well, it's going to have to address it itself or it's going to lose. I mean, it's part of the crumbling of our system, right? I mean, the Supreme Court is very fundamental to the survival of our democracy, and it needs to behave in a manner that prolongs the democracy and doesn't jeopardize it. And I think Justice Roberts actually sees this. I just think his problem is in grabbing a hold of it and figuring out how to implement the steps necessary. It's a very troublesome thing.
You know, Sandy, all of these things clearly troublesome, and we're waiting to see who's going to fix it. You know,
To be honest with you, I think we need a reawakening of basic morality and basic rules of common norms. And you know, in another show we can talk about it. But I thought that the news that came out that said that the U.S. had secretly been carrying out a disinformation campaign about Chinese vaccines and about foreign vaccines was a very compelling demonstration of the extent to which we, our country, and it started during the Trump administration, was called off by Biden after several months in office. But the fact that we would be involved in social media in such a negative way is a demonstration of the extent to which we've lost our moorings.
So, Sandy, on the other side, experts reveal trillions spent on stock buyback post Trump tax cuts. 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the South, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy doing the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show this morning. It's Tuesday, and so Tuesday with a fast moving and really, you know, great Sandy Williams this morning, and you, the listening audience, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Thanks for your show. You really do a great job. I think we have to push for a standard of morality in our country for all politicians across the board. And it's honesty, integrity, diplomacy, humanitarianism, and we have to rank them all against that. But I'm going to circle back to something you said a while back, Earl, about Joe Biden. Joe Biden... Let's talk infrastructure, let's talk economy, let's talk the border, let's talk all he has done for all of that. And when they say the border, what has he done for the border? He gave Republicans everything they wanted, and they still acted like a bunch of little kids and would not do what they wanted to do because of their childlike agenda. And the way and the retribution and getting even and all that stuff and scam investigations, we have to show the country. The world, I think, recognizes Trump for what he is. But I'm not so sure people in our country, they're swayed by all the negativity, the Fox nonsense and garbage, Newsmax, all that. But you shine a light through all of it, Earl. And thanks for you and Sandy. Have a great
day. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for those encouraging words. So Sandy, so it turns out that the great tax break that Donald Trump gave to corporations, the largest buybacks, stock buybacks in history, took place. What's to say that it's not going to be any different this next time around?
Well, it won't be any different. I mean, the fact is that when you get a tax deduction, you end up with a lot of cash, and a lot of cash you didn't used to have if you're a corporation. Then you have to look around and figure out what is the investment I can make that will have the most positive impact on my price per share for my stockholders. And if you aren't in a growth business, if you aren't in a business that has lots of good opportunities for positive returns on investment, the best thing you can do to improve the value of your stock is to buy back some stock. And so that's what happened. You know, the fact is that we had a bunch of businesses that didn't need to have higher profits so they could invest more, which was the selling point for the tax cut. Like, we're gonna reduce taxes on corporations so they can invest more in America so we can experience the trickle down. Okay. Well, that's why trickle down doesn't work, because when you give a corporation more cash, they've got to figure out the thing they can do with that cash that is likely to have the best impact on the value of their stock. And unless they're in a young, growing business, unless they have a lot of good investment opportunities, and if they had those good investment opportunities, they would make those investments with the higher tax rate. So all you're giving them by lowering the tax rate is the opportunity to invest in less attractive investments than they otherwise would be making, and they don't make those.
So, Sandy, when was the last time that the tax rate for businesses in America was 15%?
I can't tell you. That's going back to a level that I think it probably hasn't been forever. But
so that's what he's pushing
for. There's many, many corporations that were the biggest ones who don't even pay 15% today because of the nature of the industry they're in. Very few oil, for instance, companies pay anything like 15% tax because of the oil depletion allowance and the other tax breaks they get. So this is a lot of this is just jawboning. And it's catering to it's essentially telling tip earners they aren't going to be taxed on their tips. First of all, lots of tip earners don't pay taxes on a lot of their tips anyway because they don't report them, much the same way that lots of corporations don't pay the stated tax rate on their income because they don't pay that level of tax.
Let's bring CJ. Oh, he's gone. Okay. So Sandy, we clearly, listening to people from both sides, I have to say it, the people who are on the side of President Biden and Democrats seem to have more factual information, about what they're talking about than the other side of these things.
Well, I read an interesting analysis of the why it is that Trump has such ardent followers. And one of the analyses was that it's not so much what Trump is doing for his followers, it's what he's doing to the people that the followers don't like. Okay.
Right.
He is attacking the establishment and the parts of the establishment that the people who so ardently follow him are very upset about. So he's really an attack dog. He's not someone who's bringing them benefits or doing things that are going to improve their lot. He's basically fighting the windmills that they'd like to see fought. It's Don Quixote. However, it's not humorous like the Don Quixote novel, Cervantes.
Well, Sandy, I do this 5 days a week and hear, both sides of the equation and not just here on the airways, but the things I read. And I have to tell you, Sandy, one side, it seems to be dealing with reality. The other side seems to be dealing with some illusion.
Well, I think one side is much more focused on social realities, and the other side is much more focused on economic and policy realities. And so, one side's fighting a social war, and one side is trying to govern the country. And that's, I think, a big difference.
Hey, Sandy, great show today and great music choice. I'll see you again on Friday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you to the listening audience. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks for hanging with us. Up next, Matt and Nair on the air and Jane Matt and Nair and Greg Bott. Stay cool. A boy was just like me. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy, the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.